Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. Information presented here is inspired by Spirit, brought to you by me, your Spirit Messenger, Nicole Quinn. Well, as always, I want to say thank you to everyone who's joining me live right now. The people in the chat room, I've got Sophia, Guided Truths, Mud Pies, and there's a couple of others that I think are on their way to stopping by. It's been quite an interesting week. I've had a lot of different things that have been coming to light, I guess, as is usually the case with, you know, when you live a spiritually awakened life. And this show is not so much about giving readings as it is about helping you navigate through the waters of your own life and to be able to incorporate what your spirit guides and your spirituality in general into your life. You know, it's, you can't have someone like me sitting on your shoulder for, you know, forever just to tell you the answers all the time. That would totally defeat the purpose of life. And frankly, I don't know about you, but whenever I'm given anything easily, it's not quite the same thing as when I earn it myself and I know from experience that it's right or that it works. So just keep that in mind as we're going through the show here. I put up the, let's see, I'm going to have to put it up again. There's a link in the chat room to my blog, which I would love if everybody would just kind of go and either, you know, sign up to subscribe or just kind of check it out. It's got a lot of different stuff in it. There's a lot of experiences that I've had, which, you know, if I'm going to be truthful and honest, I can't tell you about you. I can only tell you about me. And these are my experiences. So I know for a fact that there's a lot of people out there that are having experiences. I've gotten a lot of emails from people who've said, you know, I don't feel comfortable sharing on the air, but, you know, this is something that's happened. And I just, you know, they want to talk to somebody else who kind of understands. It's not so much about, you know, being out there. Me, on the other hand, you know, I've got this fantastic life of service to spirit, basically. And what I mean by that is, you know, I'm not in control. I'm not in charge. I can't tell the spirit realm what to do. So if you do come to me for a reading, yes, you can ask to speak to somebody if you're doing a mediumship reading. You know, I do several different kinds. We can talk about, you know, what you feel like is going on in your life and kind of give you some guidance there. But I also do mediumship, and you can ask for a person. And if you kind of put that vibration out there before the session and you come and you ask for the person, it brings them there because your love really does communicate something. And so it'll be reaching out to those people, and it'll be a lot easier for me to connect because I can't do it all by myself. I'm just the middle person. So if there's a bridge and there's only one strip of land and the bridge goes nowhere, like how exactly does that work, right? I need both. I need you and I need the spirit world in order to make the complete connection. It's like I close the circuit by holding both of your hands. So if you can think of it that way, just remember that if you ever go and get a reading, whether it's from me or from anybody else. And I'm going to just kick off the show with the topic, which is today is kind of just spirit messages in general. And so I'm going to explain what I mean when I say spirit messages. So what does that really mean? Basically, spirit is not just your loved ones. It can be anybody that's in the spirit realm, any person, and they are people, who does not have a body anymore. But that energy, that part of them that's their identity is always there. That will never go away. So for those of you who are interested in developing your own skills, just to kind of give you some tips here. I had a couple of conversations this past weekend. This is always so good. Like, all of the stuff that happens to me is training. I have to go through something before I can pass it on to somebody else, because otherwise I don't really understand, and I'm not really qualified to teach. But now that I have this experience, I've got some, you know, stories, I've got other people's questions and stuff, I know what I need to deal with. So a lot of people that they feel like, well, I don't really have any kind of gift. And they don't know what to do. They're like, you know, I need to go to other people, and I just can't do it. No, everybody can do it. The problem is fear. It's basically fear. We fear what we don't understand. We fear what we can't control. And put those two together, you know, this is new and I don't understand it, therefore I need to have control. And we fear that we may not be safe, or the big one for people just starting out, we're really afraid that we're going to make a mistake. And you can't be afraid of that. You have to be able to just try to give yourself credit for what you can get, because it's not going to be 100%. And it's like anything else. The first time you got on a bike, you probably fell a few times. That's okay. You got back up, you know, presumably. And eventually you figured it out. And most of what happens with people, and I'll keep using the bike analogy because it's actually really a good one. You've got these people all around you holding on to the bike because they really want to see you succeed. Now, these people can be interpreted as helpers, or they can be interpreted as, you know, hindrances, because what's going to happen is the more people you have trying to hold you up, the more you're telling yourself, I can't do this by myself. And the less you're going to give yourself a chance to even attempt to do that. So even though people can be well-meaning and you can surround yourself by going to different kinds of groups that focus on psychic development and all that, you want to try to make sure that you always come back to yourself, because in the end, you know what's right and true within yourself. I know what my messages mean when I get them. And I don't know that because I consult with 15 other people and say, what does a skunk mean to you, for example? You know, I have to know what that means for me. My spirit guides aren't talking to them. If they were, they'd talk in their language, but they talk in mine. And you need to just give yourself that freedom, I guess is what I would call it, to make a mistake or to possibly just, you know, open up to something you don't even know you're going to get. So the whole fear of who am I going to get? Am I going to get something bad? And if you keep constantly fearing and you let your mind and your anxiety get the better of you, you're probably going to attract negative situations. And that's not to say you're going to get, you know, some crazy negative entities at your house or anything, but it's like that law of attraction. I mean, it's not the only law at work, but it does have its own kind of mechanism. And, you know, when you feel really good about yourself, if you think about it, you get out of bed, if you're in a good mood, the day goes pretty good. If you're in a bad mood, it goes bad. That's because you're projecting that. So when you're going to go into a meditation and you want to do, you know, some kind of communicating with the spirit realm, just bear that in mind. Open your heart. Feel from that one area, you know, try to turn your brain off a little bit, because it's not a logical process. It's more of like a right-brained intuitive process. So if you can do like maybe 5 to 10 minutes where you tell yourself, you know, you set the intention, you can say it out loud, you can say it in your head. Right now, for the next 5 to 10 minutes, I want to open myself up. I will only allow, you use yourself, you are your power. I will only allow the spirits that are of the highest frequency and the highest good to come and talk to me. Nobody else is invited. This is what I would like. Now, after you do that, try to make sure to let go, because you don't want to keep holding on to a thought that you're going to get your Aunt Mary or a specific angel or that stuff. Because what's going to happen is you focus on that, and if it doesn't come, you miss what else does come. It's like when you're driving and you focus. If you're afraid you're going to hit the barricade, you keep looking at the barricade and you just move towards it. If you keep that focus, you move towards what you focus on. So all these other, you know, these examples that I'm using, these little life experience things, it's for a purpose. Spirit kind of gives me these things. I'll be talking and all of a sudden this stuff pops into my head. And it's because whoever is listening understands this. So when they get that image, it's like, oh, I totally get that. Okay, now transfer it to the spirit stuff, and it kind of helps people get a little bit more comfortable and get a little bit more familiar. Because after all of these psychic senses are just extensions of your real regular, you know, senses that you have. When you have a dream and you wake up from it and you still remember that image in your head, that's what it's like to have clairvoyance. It's like you're picturing something. It's like you're remembering something. Almost everybody can do that. I don't think I know many people who can't. Even if you're not visual, if I ask you to describe some place that you really loved that you've been to, you can get that image in your head. So it's all really not as hard as everyone tries to make it seem. Now, one of the things I want to talk about, this is one of the things that I've had come up a few times. It's been over the past couple of weeks. I'm sorry, guys, I missed a show last week, but I'm here now. I want to call this psychic bullies. And what I'm talking about here is, you know, I've been doing this for a couple of years at an advanced level, I'll say that. Before that, I was like most other people. Like, I don't really think I could do it. And I looked at this person and that person and said, well, how can you do this? And I don't understand. And that's because I was just intellectualizing everything. I wasn't allowing myself to explore my own abilities. So basically, psychic bullies are going to pop up when you get into this arena where you're a newbie. So if you kind of decide, oh, I want to visit like a New Age bookstore and take a look around and see what kind of classes they have. Okay, so let's say you go and it's a class like on the chakras or something, which are the just energy centers from your head down to basically your tailbone. And you'll learn about them, but at some point, they're going to probably get into something that's a little bit more personal, like you break up into small groups and they'll ask you, see if you can sense if a person's chakra is open or closed. There's no guidelines for that. You have to feel it. It's like trying to ask somebody, is this too hot or too cold? Everybody's threshold is different. So when it comes to that, you have to pull yourself back in. And you have to try to give yourself like some of that stuff. Hold on, let me just do this. I can't do two things at once, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not that talented. Amazingly, you have to give yourself permission to pull back in, stop looking at everybody else, and go from the inside out. It's like when you're taking an independent test. You can't have the participation anymore. You have to do it by yourself. So basically, that's kind of what you have to equate it with. It's like, it's all up to me now. This is what I need to know. And it's not bad to use your brain. The only problem is it kind of makes you... It can pull you in that direction too much to the point where you move away from that creative side of your brain, that part of your brain that allows you to open up to the spirit world. So you're going to find out if and when you decide to go to one of these little workshops or classes or groups, there will be people there whose only agenda is their own ego. And I'm not saying this because I want to be negative, and I'm not saying it because I want to hurt anybody's feelings or point anybody's downfalls out. It's absolutely not that. Why I bring this up is because when you're opening up and you're learning how to do this stuff, you are extremely vulnerable. You're a sensitive person. This is brand new. You're taking a risk. You're letting yourself, you know, tell the world, I want to do this, and you're exposing yourself to people who, for better or for worse, may or may not judge you. When you have to open yourself up like that and you've got that vulnerability factor, people that say things are going to come across to you as, you know, they know better than me because I'm new and they're experienced. What you need to do is turn on your internal radar. You're going to find people that are going to say to you, I see this for you. Yeah, and this is going to happen. And, oh, did you know someone who did this? And like, you have to understand, if none of that stuff makes sense to you, it's not because you're not turned on properly. It's because they don't know what they're saying, and they're trying to make you believe it. There's going to be these people, these psychic bullies in these groups, because that's the place where they're going to go because they feel like they can be king of the hill as opposed to, you know, who knows where else where they don't feel quite so secure. So this happens. I've had it happen to me a couple of times, and, you know, it's very uncomfortable. And inside, I know, I'm thinking, this person thinks they know this, and maybe they do know more than me. I don't know. I don't know everything. But then I pulled back, and I was like, you know what? What am I doing? Don't do it. You're going to get sucked in. I pulled back. I opened myself up to my own meditation and the guides that I have connected myself to. Like, I've made connections, and I can actually speak to my guides, and they can come and find me. And we have these conversations, and it's like, why are you doing that? Why are you letting her tell you what's good for you? Why are you letting her tell you what you're supposed to do? This is not the right way. So it comes through to me as I get real defensive now when this stuff happens, especially if I'm around people that are really new and I see it happening to them. The first thing I want to do is come out and be the mama bear and say, oh, do not listen to this person. Please respect somebody's right to disagree with you if you go to one of these groups. It has nothing to do with you. The people that do this, whatever they're doing, is all about them. So if someone approaches you and says, well, you know, you should do this way. A perfect example of this is this whole clearing thing. You want to ground before you have a session. You want to, it's more or less just bringing yourself into the present moment. Grounding is not this big ritual that everyone likes to make it. People who enjoy the show, people who enjoy the ritual, congratulations, there's plenty of it for you. People who just want to get the job done and are sincere about what they're doing will find their own way to do this without making it grandiose and without having to prance around and chant and do all that stuff. Now, if that stuff works for you, that's cool, but it doesn't work for everybody. And when you're in a group and you're new, you feel stupid if that stuff isn't working for you. If everyone's grounding and picturing their feet becoming roots in the ground and you can't picture it or it doesn't feel like it's working for you, it's going to pull you into this place where you're anxious. and you're going to lose yourself. For me, I don't do any of that stuff. I don't have to. All it takes is for me to set my intention and then pull my aura in, because really all the information we're getting comes because it touches our aura. And the bigger your aura, the further the reach. So I just picture my aura as this big, like, white light that's all around me, and I imagine it kind of collapsing in closer to my body. And when I do that, I'm grounded. I'm really, that's all it takes. And I found myself having to try to explain this to people and feeling like I wasn't, what I was saying wasn't good enough for them. You know what? Tough cookies if it isn't. They don't have to listen to me. Nobody has to listen to me. And that's what I tell people all the time. I'm not in the business of providing proof. I'm not in the business of getting you to change your beliefs. Absolutely not. I believe in the right to be able to do these things for yourself. However, what I do try to stress to people is, just entertain the idea that there's something beyond what you think. Because once you tell yourself this does not exist, you've put up a wall, you've put up a limit. And that's not really conducive to growth, I guess. So I guess if you're comfortable in your comfort zone and you don't actually want to grow, then you're in a good place doing that. For most people, I think you want to grow. I think you want to expand. And so just be open to it. Like, something that's happened to me recently that I need to address, I'm still figuring out how to do that, is this whole idea of dark spirits and dark entities. Now, there's a lot of people down here in the, you know, the south region of the United States, and because we're close to Mexico, there's a lot of, like, Mexican people especially that they kind of believe in the whole devil thing, and there's, like, a lot of that. I don't know why, because I'm not really that familiar with that culture, but I just know because I've seen it a lot, especially in groups when there's people of Hispanic backgrounds there, and they're like, you know, I believe in this and this, and I'm like, wow, man, you're putting a lot of energy into that. And I'm thinking, projecting the energy is going to bring stuff into you that's not necessarily evil, but it's going to bring stuff that's not a great experience for you. I don't know that I don't believe in dark stuff, because there's a balance for everything. There's black, there's white, there's light, there's dark. There's some kind of energy that exists like that, but as of right now, I haven't decided to tell you it's this or that or the other. So it keeps coming up repeatedly. I either meet people who tell me they can remove dark spirits or negative presences, or I find somebody who says they've had an experience with a dark. And if it comes up in your face 100 times, guys, this is your clue that something is, you need to learn about this. It's not going to go away. I mean, you can push it off, but when it comes back again, it's going to come back even stronger. So the best way to go about it is just to do some research. And don't do it with fear. Do it with curiosity. I got this one dream one time when I was having, when this first started happening with this dark stuff, and I was like, oh, no, what do I do? I don't know about this stuff. You know, like everybody else, normal reaction. And I saw this image of a porcupine. Or a hedgehog, that's what it was, a hedgehog. It was the little guy that people can sometimes have as pets. And I woke up and I'm like, okay, I don't know what that is, but that's something, because there's no way I would remember it that vividly. Okay, so I go and I look up in all my favorite books by Ted Andrews, what does this mean? And it was a message. That one symbol, this one little hedgehog guy, was a message in and of itself. And it was, you know, the hedgehog is a very curious little creature. It likes to explore, but when it is necessary, it can curl up into a ball and protect itself with this little pokey things that it has, those little long hairs. And that was a message by itself. But if I didn't take the time to go look it up, I wouldn't have known what it was, and it would have been wasted. It may have come another way another time, but that's probably, you know, the best scenario I can give you when something happens and you think, I don't know what this is. Everything does happen for a reason and everything does have a purpose. So that's just a little bit about messages from spirit. When you're learning about how to get them, remaining centered and secure within your own self. You know, I hate to say it, but if you have to sit there and think to yourself, I'm not a stupid person. I don't need to just ask all these people what their opinion is of me, because that's going without, outside of myself instead of within to get the answers. Just do that, you know? Give yourself that, at least the credit of saying, okay, I realize right now I'm in a state where I'm not secure. That's okay to acknowledge it, but it's not okay to just kind of try to push it off and let the feeling linger, because that kind of inhibits your growth. Okay, so the other thing that I want to talk about, having said that, when I first started to do this stuff, my mentor told me, you know, just set aside time each, maybe once a week or however often you can do it, make it at the same time of day so it becomes like an appointment with spirit. And you sit there and you set up your intention and you just kind of be quiet and you wait to see what comes. For me, meditation's never been silence. Meditation has always been when I get the influx of information. So maybe I don't know how to meditate. I don't know, but that's what it is for me. And so I started to pick up different energies, and once or twice I didn't know who they were, but I didn't shy away from them because the biggest thing that you want to do is confront it. You know, you want to say, hi, how are you, who are you? You know, they're not just weird things. You have to think of them as people, and that's what they are. So I got this really awesome image, and it was a Native American guy, and I asked him his name, and all he said was grandfather. And I know from my research, because I write this stuff down, I go through the exercise, and then later I go and I look stuff up, that people that are in some, you know, indigenous kind of tribes, Native American tribes, they just call their elders grandfather or grandmother because that's who they are. They always remember that they came from these people. These are their ancestors. They remember that we're all connected. There's a lot of stuff incorporated in how they choose what to call these people. So I got that, and he told me some things that I was like, oh my God, first of all, it's dead on, and second of all, it's really meaningful. Now, I've gone to him, but he's never come to me before, but this week I was watching TV. It's always when I'm doing something, I'm minding my business. I'm watching TV, and I start to see out of the corner of my eye, when spirits are around, I will see like light, a little pieces of light starting to move around and stuff. And I knew somebody was there, so I closed off the TV and gave them the respect of, you know, you made the effort to come see me. What is it that you need to tell me? And he told me that this is important, and this is something you need to think about, because this elder is extremely wise. He says that people are missing the messages and lessons because they're too quick to solve a problem instead of understanding the meaning behind it. Because, see, a lot of people lately have been coming to me and they're like, you know, why does this happen? This doesn't work. I can't get away from this. And it's like, we're so focused here on pushing away anything that may be uncomfortable in any way that we solve it. We solve it with things outside of ourselves. We solve problems with technology or, you know, relocation, whatever it is. When we don't want to handle something, we find a way outside of ourselves to push it away. This is why so many people are struggling in the world right now. Whatever it is you're struggling with, try to trace it back to this. If you have a problem, it's a lesson. It's never just something that's there to like wreck your life. So, for example, if it's a money problem, try to figure out where it started. Think about your mindset. Go and analyze and just try to understand some of the things that you have before you just try to wipe it away, you know. And what else did he say? I kind of have some stuff written down. He says they have a problem, and instead of interpreting it as meaningful, they just want to get rid of it. They miss the meaning in events and relationships because today's culture is a disposable culture. There's a loss of value to things that are very meaningful. So this is a big thing. It really needs to be considered. The power message that he came to me with the first time helped me out so much. I don't know it was just the key to everything that was going wrong with me. That's not to say my life has just completely taken off in the other direction, but a lot of the stuff that was just constantly seeming to do battle with me just kind of disappeared. So this is something you want to look at. Whatever comes up today, whatever happens, try not to take it for exactly what it is. Try to look underneath it, you know. Like the power thing is huge. If you're at work and there's someone there who constantly likes to give you a hard time, like you turn in a report and it's never right, try to take a step back and look at the situation as an observer and take yourself, you know, out of that. And look at that other person. See them as a spirit in a body and think, you know, what would motivate this person to do this? She probably doesn't have it out for you, but you may have something that she interprets or he interprets as something that may threaten them. So So what they're doing is they're expressing their insecurity. And for whatever reason, it happens to manifest as a result of the relationship they have with you. Amazingly, you will be completely disarmed of your anger as soon as you do that. You'll calm down. Because what you've done is you've taken yourself out of the situation, and it's not that you absolve yourself of responsibility, but you've taken a higher perspective. And a higher perspective is always a better one than just being in the middle of it and trying to struggle. So think about that. He wanted me to mention that today, and I'm definitely going to keep that in mind myself today as I go through, you know, my day with different people. Every time I see a different person, I look at it as a new opportunity to learn. I never look at it as, you know, great, here, what's going to happen now? My ego self may say that, and it will, because everyone has an ego. An ego is not totally horrible. You just have to make sure that you balance it with your spiritual side. And, I'll be in traffic. I'm just as guilty as the next person. I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe this guy is going to cut me off. But as soon as I say that, I remember the other side. Both sides always chime in. I don't have the one side or the other. And eventually, if one of them's there too much, the other one comes in and is like, wait a second. You just have to practice with yourself, and you have to become comfortable with both parts of yourself. And that's how you walk with one foot in each world, which is my huge, you know, tagline that I use for everything. Okay, so I've got a bunch of callers. I did not say that I was going to do readings today, and I'm thinking these people are looking for readings. So just want to say, you know, over the air so everybody can hear. The show definitely, I do readings at sometimes. If Spirit tells me, you know, hey, just give this a shot, I will. Today, I haven't been getting that message. This is the stuff that needs to be said, so this is what has come out. I do readings privately, and there's a spot on my page called Schedule a Reading with Me. It's Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, allonword.com. At the top of it, you'll see Schedule a Reading with Me, and you'll get information on the different readings that you can get, the prices that I charge, which are much lower than many, many other people. So hopefully that's of some value to you. I know that, you know, this is a tough economy right now, but I'm trying to make my living too, and I do need to be supported. So I can't just continually give all the time and expect to keep going. So, you know, do I charge for my gift? No, I charge for my time. So my time is valuable. There are things that I can, you know, be doing elsewhere. You're not paying for my gift. So having said that, take a look over there and see what you think. You know, check out my blog. I've got all different kinds of stories. I've got stuff that comes through from Spirit that I needed to get out and talk to people. And I've also had, you know, just direct experiences that if you can relate to, sometimes that's all you really need. Just somebody else who kind of understands and doesn't think you're crazy, because we can walk around thinking we're crazy if we let too much of the outside stuff come up. Like the Oscars, for example. I didn't watch the Oscars. When I looked at the thing this morning for like the news online, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm supposed to be watching this so I know how I'm supposed to be. Oh, how did I miss that? Sorry. That's my attitude, but it's there for a reason. So just putting it out there, this is a show that's about being real. This is not a show about love and light and everything's going to be okay. Life is a struggle for a reason. It doesn't have to be as hard of a struggle as you make it if you continually, you know, allow your spirit self to come through. So that's kind of what this show is about. You know, you can't throw everything out. You can't stay on one side of the spectrum. Everything in balance. And that's how you're going to find your place in the world, and you're going to secure with yourself. So if you get a chance, there's a site called examiner.com where I write some articles. Take a look at that, and you just type in Nicole Quinn and you'll find it. I'll post the link in the chat room. And my Facebook page, as always, that's where I post everything. So if you can get a chance to go on Facebook and put in Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, click like. I'm trying to get as many fans as possible, guys. I'd really like to get up to 1,000, so help me out with that. So thank you so much for listening. I always can't be thankful enough for all the people out there that I'm reaching, and I thank God for that, and I also thank you guys for listening. So until next week, hopefully we'll have another show. I might do another week of skipping, but if I do, I'll schedule it, and if you click on subscribe or follow, you'll be able to always get notified when there's a show. So until then, walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world.